It's so good to have Jude back helping. The American Institute, Film Institute, picked the 100 best movies of all time.
美国电影学会他选了100个最优秀的电影。
And number one on their list was a movie called The Godfather.
第一个电影就叫《教父》。
This is a movie about the mafia.
是写黑手党的。
Also on their list was an old one named Casablanca.
还有一个电影叫《卡萨布兰卡》。
With Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman.
英格丽·宝曼和鲍嘉尔合演。
A very early one was Gone with the Wind.
还有一部电影叫《飘》。
This is a long movie. If you ever go to it, it's like 4 hours long. So you better drink a lot of coffee before you go in to see this one.
这个电影很长，有四个小时。
Then The Wizard of Oz.
还有《绿野仙踪》。
Dorothy got caught up in some type of a tornado and ends up in this magical kingdom.
那个叫多罗西的小孩被一阵风吹到一个神仙国度里面。
And my wife's favorite made the list, and that was The Sound of Music.
他太太的最喜欢的叫《音乐之声》。
I won't sing any of the songs from it, but she's from a Swiss background, so she loves this movie.
因为他太太是从那个瑞士那边的人过来的。
But there was one movie that didn't make the list that I think should be on the list.
但是有一个电影没有上这个榜。
And that was The Karate Kid.
就是空手道小子。
Now this escaped.Most of the critics said, no, this is not a good movie, but I think it's a great movie.
影评家都不喜欢这个电影，但是牧师很喜欢。
It's a story about a young boy, his name is Daniel, and he's from New Jersey, and he moves to California.
是讲一个叫做 Daniel 的小孩，他从新泽西搬到加州。
And he quickly discovers that a kid with dark hair and doesn't surf is not accepted by the crowd in California.
他马上就发现，因为他跟别的孩子不一样，因为他头发是黑的，和那些就是金发碧眼的小孩，那些冲浪的孩子不一样。
So one day, all the surfer kids start to beat him up.
所以有一天，那些会冲浪的孩子就把他打了一顿。
And this old gardener, his name is Mr. Biaggi.
电影里面突然出现了一个很老的园丁，叫做工程。
Comes in and rescues Daniel from the bullies.
他就冒出来把这个小孩救了。
And then he promises that he will teach Daniel how to practice kung fu.
然后从此他就教 Daniel 怎么打空手道。
Now he could have given him a book. It said, Daniel, go read this book and come back every Sunday at 1:10 and we will talk about the book for an hour and 15 minutes.
他可以给这个小朋友一本书，说你去读一读这个秘籍，然后每个礼拜天下午1:10来，我来教你。
Do you think Daniel would have learned karate by reading a book and talking about it for an hour each Sunday?
你们觉得如果 Daniel 他光光就读这本书，然后呢每个星期来一个讨论这个书一个小时，他能学会空手道吗
？I don't think so.
不一定。
Mr. Miyagi knew that he had to teach Daniel every day.The moves of karate.
这个老头他每天都和孩子在一起教他。
And then he had him do chores.
而且还带着孩子一起干活。
And he said, Daniel, I want you to wax and wash my car. Goes wax on, wax off.
他就带着小孩给他的车打蜡。
He also wanted him to paint the fence.
而且还教他怎么刷篱笆。
And he said, when you paint the fence, go...
他告诉他怎么刷篱笆的时候手怎么动。
And so Daniel started doing all these things, including sanding the porch one way, one way.
所以小孩他就开始干这些杂活，比如说把那些地板啊都磨光。
And then Daniel got very frustrated.
他就特别的沮丧。
He said, Mr. Miyagi, you're just using me.
他说，工程先生，你是不是就在使用我？
I'm not learning karate.
我没有学任何的招式。
So he's standing in front of Mr. Miyagi, and he's complaining.
所以他就到这个老头面前去抱怨。
All of this is useless, what you're teaching me.
你教我这些一点用都没有。
Mr. Miyagi goes, yeah.
所以他师父就摆了个架势。
Can you do that? Yeah. And then he goes, Pyah.
然后他就出手了。
And Daniel goes, wax off.
他就竟然给架开了。
Then he goes, Yeah.
他也出手了。
Wax on.
给架开了。
Like magic, it was automatic. His arms just whoosh, whoosh.
这很神奇的，他就能拆招了。
And he started doing all these karate moves with all the things that Mr. Miyagi had taught him.
他竟然也会做那些动作了。
The important lesson in all of this is that the most important lessons in life are not taught, they're caught.
我们学从中学到的一个事情就是生活中最重要的这些功课都不是听来的而是真正实践来的。
And the same is true of the Christian life.
和我们基督徒的生活很像。
We can give you books and books and books to read.
我们可以给你好多好多书去读。
But someone has to show you how do you live the Christian life in everyday practice.
但是总得有人做给你看每天到底怎么生活。
If you're just reading books, you're not learning how to follow Jesus.
如果你仅仅是读书的话，你不知道怎么样跟随主耶稣。
So the focus today is not on telling people how to live the Christ-like, but showing people how to live it.
所以今天的重点不是教导你如何生活，而是做给你看。
And when you show people how to live the Christian life, that is called disciple making.
当你做给别人看的时候，那就是所谓的做是培训门徒。
If I were to ask you, what are the three most important priorities of a Christian?
如果我问你，作为一个基督徒，你生活中最重要的三件事是什么？
The top three, what would they be?
最重要的三件事。
The things that every day when you wake up and you put together your do list for the day, this is number one, this is number two,And this is number three on your list.
如果你每天早上起来要给今天做的事情列一个清单，第一、第二、第三件是什么？
This is what they would be. Sorry.
应该是这样的。
Love God.
爱神。
Love God with all of your heart.
全心全意爱神。
Love Him with all of your soul, the deepest part of you.
全心全意用最
Love Him with your mind.
发自内心用全部的思想。
And love him with your strength.
用全部的力气。
That's the number one priority every day of life.
那是每天基督徒生活最重要的事情。
The second priority is to love people.
第二重要的是爱人。
Love the people in your family. Love your spouse.
爱你的家人，你的配偶，你的孩子。
Love your kids.
爱你的孩子。
Love the coworkers and your neighbors.
爱你的邻居，爱你的同事。
Love the people of your church.
爱你教会里的人。
I actually learned a new word last week.
牧师学了个新词。
I think I'm going to say it correctly.
可能他说的不对。
We ai ni. Is that close? What does that mean? I love you. That's a great thing to say.
对。
When was the last time you said that to someone?
你上一次是跟谁说的这个话？
I'm going to challenge you today. Before you leave,
我今天要挑战你们。
Say why ni? How do you say it? Why ni?
你们
say that five times to people around you.
你们走之前要对身边的人说五次。
All right, you have actually done the second most important priority, and here's the third.
现在你就做了生命中第二个最重要的事，第三件事呢
？Make Disciples.
就是使万民做门徒。
Show people how to live the Christian life.
你做给人们看，让他们看如何做一个跟随主的人。
Don't tell them how to live it. Show them how to live it.
不要靠说，而是靠做。
That's what we need to do. And then you can do the rest of the things that you've been called to do.
这三件事做了，你就可以做别的你想做的事情。
So understanding this.What is the definition of a disciple?
那么门徒的定义是什么呢？
It comes from the Latin, which means to learn.
这个词根是从拉丁语来的，意思是学习。
But in a Jewish context, this is how it happened.
在犹太人的文化中，
there would be a guy that would have a very deep spiritual life.
会有一个人，他非常灵命非常的好。
And people would come to this person, this rabbi, and say, "Would you teach me how to live the Jewish life?"
这个人被称作拉比，人们就会围着他说，你可不可以教教我如何能够达到这个境界？
And then they would stay with that rabbi for 3, 4, 5 years and learn how to live life.
然后他们就跟这个拉比一起生活三四五年，去学习如何生活。
If I was to ask you, what they learned, they never went to a classroom.
他们怎么学了？他们从来没有上过一堂课。
They would simply live life together.
他们只不过一起生活罢了。
What's the best substitute for the word disciple?
那么你挑一个词可以代替门徒这个词，你会挑什么词呢？
What do you think it would be? Follower, yep. It's much more loving than just a follower, though. Friend. If you want to be a discipler,Become a friend.
如果你要想培训门徒的话，你先要做一个朋友。
And show someone, show your friend how to love God.
然后做给你的朋友看如何爱神。
This is our mission.
这是我们的使命。
So today we're going to go to very familiar text, Matthew 28, 18 through 20.
所以今天我们要读的是很重要的一个章节，马太福音28章。
And look at 5 insights into making disciples.
我们有五个看见。
First of all, it says Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
第一个看见就是耶稣对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
You cannot make disciples unless Jesus is your authority.
如果耶稣不是你的权柄，你从何做培训门徒呢？
Because of Jesus' work on the cross, because of his resurrection, all authority in this universe has been given to him.
因为主耶稣为我们死在十字架上，又在三天以后复活，所以天上地上所有的权柄都赐给他了。
Jesus is all powerful over all of the forces of evil in the universe.
耶稣可以战胜这世上一切的邪恶。
You never need to be defeated as a Christian. Never.
作为一个基督徒，你永远也不会被打败。
You can take authority over the evil spirits in this world that are trying to destroy your life, trying to destroy your family, and trying to destroy this church.
这世上有邪恶的力量，试图毁灭你，毁灭你的家庭，毁灭你的教会。但是你从耶稣那里有权柄可以制服这一切。
All because Jesus is Lord of all.
仅仅因为我们的主耶稣，他是一切的主。
Here's how he won that victory. Having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
哥罗西书二章十五节告诉我们，即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
So this is how it works.
他怎么样运作呢？
You become a policeman.
有一个警察。
And on the first day on the job, your boss says, "Go out on that street and stop all the traffic for coming down that street."
设想你是一个小警察，你上班第一天，你的长官就让你到一个地方，把那个地方的所有的车都停下来。
And you say, "Well, how can I stop those trucks? Look how big they are."
那你就觉得发怵，因为你怎么能把那些大卡车停下来呢？
But then you remember you have 2 things in your favor.
但是你突然想起来，你手里有两件东西。
One is you have a badge that says you are a policeman.
第一，你有你的警徽，证明你是一个警察。
And that badge carries all of the authority of the government and the law.
那个警徽代表了这个国家一切的权，这个国家之这个专政机器的权力。
So when you say stop.
所以你举起警徽说停下来。
It's not you that's stopping that truck.
不是你这个人去停。
It's your badge that's stopping that truck.
是你的警徽让他们停了下来。
But just in case that truck keeps coming, you also have a gun.
如果那卡车还往你这儿开，你身上还有一把枪。
You could shoot the tires out in that truck.
你可以把那个卡车的车胎给打爆。
As Christians, we have the authority of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit to stop the forces of evil.
作为一个基督徒，我们手中也有这两样东西，我们有从主耶稣来的权柄，我们也有从圣灵来的这种能力。
If you are going to show someone how to be a Christian, you must take authority over the evil spirits that are trying to destroy people's lives.
如果你想告诉别人如何做一个基督徒，你必须要做给他们看，让他们看到你身上代表了从主来的这种全能，能够战胜世上的邪恶。
And that authority and that power comes from Jesus.
这种权柄，这种能力，全是由主耶稣而来。
The second insight, disciple making requires us to go.
第二个看见就是要去使万民做门徒，我们必须要走出去。
It says, therefore, go and make disciples.
经上说，所以你们要去。
Actually, this is a participle. It should be going, and it means I'm assuming that you're already on the way.
但是原文里面用的是现在进行时，意思就是他设想你们已经在走在外面的路上了。
Which means if we are going to be disciple makers, we cannot sit at home and wait for someone to call us.
意思就是说，如果我们要使万民做门徒的话，我们不是自己待在家里等着人过来找我们。
We have to go to people.
我们必须走到人中间去。
We have to leave what's comfortable and go into an uncomfortable spot.
我们必须要离开自己舒适的这个空间，去一个我们不熟悉的地方。
Disciples have a plan of leaving the comfortable zone and going to where people need Christ.
主的真正门徒，他们有这样的心智，愿意离开自己舒适的家，他们愿意来到一个需要主的地方去服侍。
This is the mistake that we have made in the Western Church.
我们西方教会经常犯这个错误。
Instead of go baptize and teach,
我们不是走到外面去使人做门徒。
We have made it come, be baptized, and sit and listen in a church pew.
我们让人走进来，走到我们当中，被我们施洗，坐在我们当中。
I'm going to ask you a question.
我问你一个问题。
How many of you had a...non-church person come up to you this week and say to you, how can I become a Christian?
这周你们认识的人里面不信主的有哪一个走到你面前说我想做基督徒？
Anyone?
有没有？
That doesn't happen, or rarely does that happen.
很少发生这样的事情。
Unchurched people are not coming up to us.
不信主的人不会过来找你。
Asking us to explain the gospel.
不会过来找你，向你询问福音的事情。
But that was true back then, 2,000 years ago.
2,000 年前就是这样了。
So Jesus said, if you are going to be his disciple, you have to go to where the people are.
所以耶稣告诉我们，我们做他的门徒就必须要走出去，去使万民做门徒。
And this is how I would suggest you go.
那么我的建议就是
Go with your ears first.
你们要带着耳朵出去。
Don't go and talk. Go and listen.
不要去到那边哇哇哇的讲。
This week, sorry. This week, pray, Lord, is there someone that you're working with that I can go and listen to their story?
你们要向主耶稣祷告说，主啊，有没有人你正在他们心里做工？需要我去倾听他们的故事。
See, I believe that this area is filled with people who don't have friends and don't have anyone to talk to.
我坚信在这个地区有好多好多的人没有朋友，他们需要被倾听。
And you can go and simply say, Hi, my name is Scott. What's your name?
你们可以走到他面前说，嘿，我叫某某某，你叫什么？
Can you tell me something about your life?
能不能给我讲讲你生命的事情？
You know, where'd you grow up?
你在哪儿长大？
How'd you like school as a kid?
你小时候爱上学吗？
And just let them know that you're there and you're going to listen to what they say.
就是想让他们知道你愿意倾听他们愿意说的。
If you have two ears, you can be a disciple maker.
如果你有两个耳朵，你就可以使人做门徒。
Because you can go and you can listen to someone.
因为你可以走到外面听人讲话。
The third insight is that disciple making requires two baptisms.
第三个看见就是要使人做门徒，要有两个受洗。
It says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And I think obviously that this is talking about a water baptism.
这个讲的就是一个水洗。
Which is the sign that you are a follower of Jesus Christ throughout the last 2,000 years all over this planet.
水洗在2000年以来都是表明你向世人宣布你是主耶稣的门徒。
But also, 10 days from when Jesus said this, they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
但是主耶稣说这话之后十天的时候，他们就要领受从圣灵来的洗。
And you cannot be a disciple of Jesus, nor a disciple maker, unless the Holy Spirit baptizes you and changes you from the inside out.
如果圣灵没有给你施洗，没有把你从里到外更新的话，你也不能做耶稣的门徒，也无从去使人做门徒。
So if you're going to follow Jesus, obey him by being baptized with the Holy Spirit and also with water.
如果你要去给人做门，使人做门徒，你就要遵从主，你愿意自己被圣灵施洗，愿意遵守。
I challenged my people when I preached a sermon. I said, you know, I've been reading this text now for about 45 years, and I saw something for the first time this year.
牧师他给自己教会做这篇讲道的时候，他说他已经这个段经文他讲了好几十年了，但是现在第一次看到。
I always assumed that this text meant that the folks in the pews would lead people to Christ, and I would be the one to baptize them because I was the pastor.
他看到他教会里面坐的人，他想说，因为他是牧师，所以他是有权利给他们施洗的。
But do you know what I challenged our folks to do this year?
但是他今年要挑战他的教会。
I said, you lead someone to Jesus, you disciple them, you baptize them, and I'll help you.
他告诉他们说，你今年去使人做门徒，你把你的门徒带来，你给他施洗。
So on September 18th, we have already reserved at Cove Beach, the pavilion down there, and we will have a baptism service.
他们去年秋天就在 Cove 海边就有了一个受洗的仪式。
And I can't wait to see how many people in our church lead someone to the Lord, disciple them, and I'll be helping them to baptize this person that they have led on this journey towards Christ.
Has it happened or not? Has it happened or not?
No, it's this year coming up, September 18th.
他说这今年九月他要计划有这么一个受洗，就是让他们教会的人把他们已经培养的门徒带来，亲自给他们受洗。
Here's the fourth insight. Disciple making requires teaching.
还有第四个看见就是我们要教导。
In verse 20 it says this. And teaching them, now what do you think the next three words are?
在二十节经文说教训他们什么呢？
Teaching them what?Teaching them to, what's the next word? Obey.
教训他们遵守。
Teaching them to obey everything.
教训他们遵守神所吩咐你们的一切。
See, this is not what we learn upstairs.
这个不是我们在楼上可以学到的。
We're teaching people how to change their lives, their behavior.
我们教导人如何改变他们的行为方式。
Now, certainly, knowledge is the first step in this process, but it's not the last step.
这个当然不是第一步，也不是最后一步。
I am far more educated than my actions in my life.
在我的生活中，我总是懂得比做的要多。
I know much more than I obey.
我知道的很多，但是我遵守的很少。
But if we are going to disciple people, what we need to do is to help them to learn to obey the Christian walk and walk in that holiness that God has called us to.
我们要使万民做门徒的话，我们要帮助他们遵守神所吩咐的。
Let me show you, unpack, how the rabbis used to teach.
所以给大家看一看一个拉比他是如何教导人的。
They taught in a small group. There was usually from 4 to 12 people that would be disciples of a rabbi.
他们通常组成一个小组，人数很少，4到12人。
And then he would teach them a yoke, and it was called a yoke.
然后教导他们他自己所负的轭。
These were the principles, the behaviors that you would need to follow this rabbi.
那就是你要跟随这个拉比的，学习他的原则。
Life was the curriculum.
人生就是一堂课。
And every disciple had to forsake everything to follow the rabbi.
每一个门徒必须要舍弃自己所有的去跟随这个拉比。
The disciple would learn the rabbi's words and his ways.
他们学到了拉比说话，他的话语，还有他的行为。
He would teach them by example.
拉比会用以身作则教导他们。
And then he would commission them to make more disciples.
并且命令他们去培养更多的门徒。
This is exactly what Jesus did.
那就是耶稣自己做的。
This is exactly what we need to do too.
也是我们需要做的。
Every one of you,
每一个人
needs to become a rabbi.
需要做像拉比这样做。
So when you tell people today, I love you.
所以你告诉别人你爱他。
Also say, hello, rabbi.
而且你也要说 ，Hey, 拉比，你好。
We are all disciple makers.
我们都是可以使人做门徒的。
The fifth insight
第五个看见
is disciple making requires the Miyagi rabbinic method.
要培训门徒，我们必须采取这个工程，拉比培训法。
He said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations."
因为耶稣说，让我们使万民做他的门徒。
It's not just facts; it's knowing a way of life.
不是让人知道这个事实，而是让他们采纳这种生活方式。
Notice it says in this text, all nations.
你们看，他写的是万民。
We are a multi-ethnic, multicultural movement.
这是一个不同宗教、不同的文化、不同的人种要一起发动的运动。
We are reaching out to people that are different from us that live at all points of the globe.
我们要去使世界上好多不同的人种与我们不同的人种他们也能听到这个福音。
But here's the brilliance of this rabbinic method.
像这种拉比法它的过人之处在于
You will only remember 10% of what you read.
因为如果你是读的书的话你只能记住 10%.
You will only remember 20% of what you hear.
你能够记住你听见的 20%.
So if I preach this sermon,And you've heard what I said today. In 2 days from now, you will only remember about 20% of what I've said.
你今天听了牧师讲的道，过两天你只能记住20%。
But if you see it, you'll remember 30%.
但是如果你亲眼看到了，你能记住30%。
Because the stimulation of your eye and the hearing together increases the knowledge.
因为听觉和视觉的刺激。
But I'm not satisfied with this. Is not high enough yet for me.
但是这个不够。
You'll remember 50% of what you hear and see together. You'll remember 70% of what you say.
你可以，如果是你自己说的，你就能记住70%。
So if I can get you to repeat what you've heard today in a small group, you'll remember this a lot longer.
如果今天把大家分成小组。强迫你们重复我今天讲的，那你们可能就记住了更多。
But guess what takes this number up to 90%?
你们猜一猜，怎么样才能让大家记住90%呢
？You'll remember 90% of what we do.
你自己亲手做的就会记住90%。
So if you teach someone this is the Christian life and you get them to do it.
如果你教导别人，让他用基督徒的方式来生活，你知道应该让他们来做。
And practice it in their life.
一辈子都要去 去学习去做
they're going to remember it.
他们就记住了。
Every parent in here, you have a huge responsibility to disciple your children.
在座的每一位家长，你们都身负重任，去培养你们的子女做门徒。
Not just to tell them follow Jesus.
不仅仅是告诉他们去追随主耶稣。
But to show them how to follow Jesus.
而且做给他们看。
To show them how to pray.
做给他们看怎么祷告。
To show them how to read the Bible.
做给他们看如何读经。
To show them how to stay connected to Jesus throughout the day.
做给他们看怎么样一天到晚都和主有连结。
Disciple making strategies. First of all, start with your family.
使人做门徒的策略，第一，从你的家人开始。
Most important.
最重要。
Parents, teach your children how to follow Jesus.
家长们教导你的孩子。
Then eat with other people.
然后就和人一起吃饭。
All right, let's do some simple math here. You basically have three main meals each day.
我们可以简单算一下，人一天要吃三顿饭。
Anybody skipping those meals this week?
有人有好几顿没吃的吗？
Alright, so you're not. So you're going to eat three meals a day. You have 7 days. How many days do you have where you can eat a meal with someone?
你 一周有几天可以跟人一起吃饭呢?
Do the math. What is it?
自己算一算。
Three times seven.
三乘以七。
Help me out. 21.
21.
You have 21 opportunities to eat with other people.
你每周有21个机会可以与人一起进餐。
So you simply say to someone, "Hey, could we get together for lunch today?"
所以你就去问他们，哎，今天可不可以一起吃午饭？
You are beginning the discipleship process when you're eating meals with people.
当你坐下和人一起吃饭的时候，你培训门徒的课就开始了。
Also, be interested in other people.
而且要对人感兴趣。
Do you realize how many people are hurting? How many people are brokenhearted? How many people don't have any... I believe that loneliness is the number one problem in this area.
你们知不知道有多少人是很伤心的？有多少人是觉得自己受到伤害的？
People don't have friends.
很多人没有朋友。
Be a friend.
你去做他们的朋友。
You're being a disciple maker by doing that.
你这样做，你就是使他们做门徒了。
Become a regular.
并且你经常光顾。
Now, what do I mean by that?
什么意思呢？
Go to the same place to get your coffee every day or your tea.
你每天去喝咖啡、喝茶的地方，你每天都去。
Be friendly with the people that give you your tea and coffee.
你去的时候，你对那些给你服务的人好一点。
Smile at them.
对他们微笑
Say, God bless you.
跟他们说神保守你们
And just wait for God to open doors so that you can build a relationship with these folks.
耐心等候神给你开路这样你就可以跟他们建立联系
I did this with a lady at Dunkin' Donuts down in Stanford.
牧师自己和斯坦福的一个Dunkin' Donuts 店的一个女服务员就有这样的关系
AndI used to bring my daughter in there every Saturday. I used to take her in there for a donut. It was sort of, we had a weekly date with a donut.
以前她每周六带女儿去那边买一个 donut.
And this lady behind the counter got to know me, and she knew my name, she knew my daughter's name.
这个服务员她就知道了牧师的名字，也知道她女儿的名字。
And eventually, we had her into our house. She came over to eat with us.
所以她就把这个人请到家里来，和她一起吃饭。
It's easy.
很容易的。
Just become a friend.
就去做朋友就好了。
Here's a hard one.
还有一个更难的。
Join in with what's going.
你们要积极参与。
You don't have to create new groups. There's all kinds of groups around town.
你们不用自己费心去组织什么活动，外面有很多的活动。
Join a Zumba group.
你可以去参加一个健身的舞蹈班。
Join a basketball team.
参加一个篮球队。
Join some type of a ladies reading group.
参加一个读书会。
And bring the gospel to them.
把福音带到他们当中。
Leave the house in the evenings.
晚上要走出去。
Now, not every night. Of course, you need to be home sometimes.
当然不是每个晚上，要也要在家歇一歇。
But how about once a week, you turn the television off, you turn the internet off, and you say, "Let's go out."
你可以每周挑一天，不要看电视，不要上网，你就走到外面去。
Jesus said to go. Tonight's our go night.
耶稣会告诉你说，今天晚上要出去了。
It's hard to do that, but there are many people around there that you could go and visit them, or you could just show up someplace and become part of a group.
看起来很难，但是外面其实有很多人在等着你，你可以去走到他们中间。
Become friends with your neighbors.
还有你要积极的结交邻舍。
Just hang out in the yard one day if you see a neighbor out.Hi, how are you doing?
在你家后院可以，如果看到邻居，你就可以跟他打个招呼。
So nice to meet you. I am.
自我介绍一下。
We have one great neighbor that we go into their house. They come into ours all the time. We talk to them all the time.
牧师他们有一个邻居，他们经常聊天，互相串门。
They have never been to our church yet.
他们还从来没有来过他们教会。
I keep inviting them, but they haven't come. I'm still their friend.
牧师。不停地邀请他们，但是他们从来没有去过这个教会，但是牧师还是他们的朋友。
Minister to children and to youth and students.
教导孩童、学生。
I believe that God right now is raising up the next generation of Christians, and these Christians have a heart for God.
我相信神正在兴起下一代的人做他的门徒，这些人都有心去跟随主。
And we need to disciple them.
我们需要帮助他们。
We need to spend time with them.
花时间跟他们在一起。
And encourage them.
鼓励他们。
The great thing about this church is this platform is filled with young kids.
你们教会的好处就是刚才一下子上来这么多的小孩。
That's the future of the church.
那都是你们教会的未来。
This section over here is the future of the church.
这边也是教会的未来。
By the way, you guys did a great job today in worship. Thank you very much.
你们今天很好。
Keep it up. Hang out with your work colleagues.
要积极地跟同事在一起打交道。
Again, your colleagues are not going to come to church, but you can take the church to them.
你们的同事不可能跟你来教会，但是你可以把教会带到他们那里。
And finally, what do you say to someone that you're going to meet with and you're going to be a friend with?I have a very simple acrostic that I've used for years. It's very, very simple.
如果你出去见了这些人，你跟他们说什么呢？牧师他有一个很简单的办法。
Oops, I don't think it made it on there. It is the acrostic WARM, W-A-R-M.
就是最经典的，它总结四个字就是 W-A-R-M.
One is ask them if they ever want to read the Bible.
第一，这个就是说用话语问他们要不要读圣经。
The W stands for Word of God.
W 就是神的话。
Number the A stands for accountability.
A 就是你要负责任。
Ask the person where do you want to grow in your life that I can encourage you that every week we can talk about. You know, do you want to lose some weight? Do you want to get stronger? Do you want to run a race? Where do you want to grow? And I'll be your accountability partner.
你要帮助这个人、对他自己的行为负责。你要不停地督促他，问他说：“你想要怎么做？怎么样做一个好的基督徒？怎么样、达到你生命中的一些个目标？”你要帮助他。
The R stands for relationship. Just be their friend.
R 意思就是你们要建立一个好的关系，做朋友。
The great substitute for the word disciple is friend.
门徒的另一个代码就是朋友。
And then mission.Ask them, where are you going?
第二个就是使命。
Who are you reaching out to?
问他们，他们想去哪里？他们要去找谁做门徒？
Let me end with this story.
我们结尾讲一个故事。
This is a story, it comes from New York. It happened in downtown New York.
这是纽约，城里面的一个事情。
And it is from, this is the Church of the Holy Cross.
这是圣十字架教会。
And in this church, they had a 6 foot, I'm 6'2", so it's a little bit shorter than me, crucifix of Jesus.
这个教堂里面有一个一米八这么高的耶稣受难像。
It weighed 200 pounds.
有200磅重。
It's huge.
很大。
And one day they discovered, and it was above one of the doors.
有一天他们发现在门上。
One day they discovered that someone had come into the church and taken the crucifix off the wall.
突然发现有人竟然把这个神这个像从墙上拿下来了。
But then they did something very unusual.
而且做了一件不同寻常的事情。
They unbolted Jesus from the cross and just took Jesus.
他们把耶稣从那个十字架上拿下来，就把耶稣拿下来了。
They left the cross behind. They just took Jesus.
十字架留下，但是他们把耶稣抱走了。
And the artist who designed this was quoted in the New York Times.
这个设计这个像的这个艺术家他说。
And he said this, why would anyone only steal Jesus and not the whole piece of art?
为什么有人只是把耶稣偷走了而不要整个的艺术品呢?
That is indicative of what's happening in the church.
那个很像今天教会的光景。
We want Jesus.
我们要耶稣。
We want the security of knowing him. We want the benefits of having joy and comfort with Jesus.
我们很喜欢跟耶稣在一起，喜欢他带给我们的安全感、喜乐和平安。
But we don't want the cross.
但是我们不要他的十字架。
We don't want to have to die to ourselves. We don't want to have to die to something that's uncomfortable. We just want to have the fun part.
我们不想像耶稣一样在十字架上去死在十字架上，不想让我们的老我死去，我们只想要那个好的、好玩的。
This is the paradox of Christianity.
这就是基督徒生活的一个写照。
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it.
好像是自相矛盾。他说：“凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。”
If you give up your pursuit of just living for yourself, of you just being comfortable, of everything being nice in life, and you say, "I'm going to abandon myself to Jesus Christ," you'll find life.
如果你愿意舍弃放下生命中一切让你觉得舒适的你已经得到的东西专心跟随主的话你就会得到你的生命。
You can't negotiate with Jesus on this.
在这件事情上没有讨价还价的余地。
You have to lose your life to find your life.
你必须要放下丢掉你的生命才能找到新的生命。
It will be difficult to disciple people.
去让人做门徒是很难的。
Some people will disappoint you.
很多人会让你失望。
Some people will hurt you.
很多人会让你得到伤害。
But some people will produce 100 times what you've invested in them.
但是也有很多人，当你花时间跟他们在一起的时候，你会看到果效。
The only way to find a meaningful life is to lose it to Jesus Christ.
你们要去找到有意义的生命的真谛，就是要丢下生命。
So the question is this.
问题就是
Who will you disciple?
那么你想把谁变成门徒呢？
Who will you show how to live the Christian way?
你想向谁展示如何做一个基督徒呢？
Lord, give us strength to all be disciple makers.
主啊，给我们力量，让我们都能够使人做门徒。
Lord, we thank you for these final words that you gave us.
主啊，感谢你给我们这些末了的话。
Lord, we've heard them with our ears.
我们用耳朵听到了。
We've seen them with our eyes.
我们用眼睛看到了。
Now help us to do what you have told us to do.
现在帮助我们亲身实践你教导我们的。
In Jesus' name.
用耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
请大家起立。
们一起来唱回应诗歌《荣耀的呼召》。弟兄，
自己献上当作活祭，做主圣洁贵重的器皿，你吩咐恩惠的重复浇灌我，使我瓦器里充那么大能力。
姐妹，
将自己献上当作活祭，做主圣洁